you choose now to eat that mochi?
You choose now to start the podcast.
Well, I mean, what's the problem? Now's as good a time as any, right?
No, I'm eating my mochi right now.
And it's getting all over the place.
Yeah, because it's melting.
What exactly is a mochi?
It's just ice cream. Uh-huh. Well, actually, mochi is like this dough, kind of like, I don't know, you make it with like, it's too hard to explain.
I know what it is. You want to know what it is? It's gross. Mm-mm. I've had those things and they're gross. There's my voice again. I don't know why it keeps cracking like that. Anyways.
They're good.
Mochis, it's basically good. A ball of ice cream wrapped in dough.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
Okay, that's gross. Because it's cold dough, no less.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know about that.
It's very good. You need to try it again.
No, I don't want to try it because that dough is gross to me. Mm-mm. You know what's good? The cookies I eat.
Stale cookies?
Yeah. As a matter of fact.
They're pretty good.
You eat them.
Yeah, I know.
You're always talking crap on them, but you eat them.
Mm-hmm. Because cookies are good.
Stale cookies.
Cookies in general.
That is very true. I love all cookies, well, most cookies.
But what's your favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Really?
Well, I like pecans in them.
Really? Yeah. Pecans?
Yeah. Mm, pecan chocolate chip cookies? Hell yeah. Absolutely. Or toffee chocolate chip. Toffee bits in them. Mmm. Heath toffee bits?
My favorite cookies are chocolate chip cookies, those sugar cookies from Walmart.
Those are trash.
Those are so good.
Those are trash.
Red velvet cookies with the white chocolate.
Those are equally trash.
What?
No. No, no.
What?
Trash.
You got no taste.
What are you talking about? I'm quality. You're like bottom basement cookies.
You were just talking about how you love stale cookies. What do you mean?
Well, that's a good segue to the name of our podcast. What is it?
Yeah, it's... You say it.
Stale Cookies and Conversation.
Yeah.
You are?
I'm Ava. And you are?
Johnny.
Sick.
Now, we had this discussion of me being the host and you being the co-host, and you didn't like that idea.
No, because we're both the hosts. We are both the hosts.
But aren't we co-hosting it?
What does that mean?
I host it with you. Am I right?
Well, we're both hosts. We're both talking equally.
Okay. How did we come across this name for the podcast?
Well, basically, we're just like, let's do a podcast. And then we're like, well, we got to come up with a name. And then we were eating like a lot of stale cookies at the time.
Okay, now.
And no, wait. You texted me, right? And then what'd you say? You were like, what did you say? You were like,
I think it was, I just sent you like cookies.
Oh, yeah, cookies. And I was like, are they stale? I think you said like, yeah, something. I thought you meant like, do I want some cookies? And I was like, are they stale? And then you were like, bruh, I'm talking about the name of our podcast. And I was like, oh. And then my stepmom, which is
Krista.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah, you guys will meet her soon. Anyways, she was like, oh my god, stale cookies could be in your name, right? Uh-huh,
yep.
And then you were like,
well, see, that's when we got
mom's sister in it.
We got her on the phone and we were asking her, and mom threw out stale cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she said actually stale cookies in conversation.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of like stuck from there.
Well, like it was conversations at first, I thought. And then and then you were like, "No."
I said conversations, and they said, "No, drop the S." Mom said, "Drop the
S." Oh yeah, I said conversations too, and then you guys are like, "No S."
Mom said no S.
So we're like, okay. And so that's how we got the name.
And I think everybody liked it, because we did have some suggestions on Facebook, and I think the stale cookies in conversation was just perfect.
Yeah, it is, because, like, literally, we love stale cookies. Like,
and they're not stale. They're just...
they're pretty stale. They're pretty stale.
Compared to, like, cookies that Mom makes.
They're just those cheap cookies that you got, like... You know the ones from, like, Dollar Tree?
Yeah. They are good, though, but they taste better when you dunk them in milk.
Or, you leave them out for a little bit, and they get soft. It's weird. They get softer.
I've never done that.
Yeah,
I thought they got harder.
You have, because you've left it, like, a little bit open before, and then, like, the next day, it's, like, they're soft.
So you're blaming me for them getting stale soft.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, they were stale before. And then you leave them out, and you would expect them to get, like, rock hard, but
oh,
no.
I mean, they start off rock hard. That's yeah. why I drop them in milk.
Oh, yeah. But, like, ugh, milk is disgusting.
It's hard on my stomach, for sure. That's why I take it easy on the milk. But it's funny watching you eat these cookies with these braces now that you got. Because you gotta, like, suck on these hard cookies.
They're mega hard. They're, like... chewing on rocks.
And yet you still eat them.
Because they're good. They're actually good.
No, they're good. I like them. And it seems like every place that has these cookies that are like $1, $1.50 for like, you know, 50 of them.
Yeah.
They last not too long in the house, because then Violet wants one and she's munching on one, and then you take a handful and I take a handful. And
yeah, for real.
Next thing you know, this pack of 50 is like gone. You're like, oh, damn, my voice.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with that. Anyways, so yeah, that's how we came across the name for the podcast, and I thought it was a good one, and it was like perfect for, you know, our sense of humor, and
yeah,
just, we should be eating cookies right now, but...
For real, like, we got some cookies today, but they're like, not the same. We gotta have the stale cookies.
What did we get? What cookies do we... Oh, we got the good cookies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah, those are good. But we're making... peanut clusters right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, those are... Oh, my God. They're amazing. Like, one day I was just, like... I was talking to Ken, and I was like...
Who's Ken?
Ken is my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Slag. Anyways.
So what do you do, if you break up? Let's say, I'm not saying you are.
Yeah,
if
we
break
did,
up, yeah.
Then,
and then we go and listen to this, and you're like,
oh, I'm be like...
Oh, Ken, hearts.
Yeah, well, I'll always love Ken. Ken has my heart. But if
oh
we break
gosh.
Up, then it's like, it happens, you know?
You're like, you're not... I'm not
no,
gonna,
no, no, I'm going to be sad, because I really love him. But.
I'm not going to listen to those episodes where I mention him.
Oh, my God. No, I don't care. It's whatever. But... I was talking to him, and I was like, dude, I remember my dad made these, like, things with peanuts and, like, chocolate covered over them, and I was like, those are so good. And then I just, like, freaking texted my dad at, like, what was it? Let me see when I texted him. It was 10:40 p.m. I was like, you should make me those chocolates with the peanuts. I've been wanting them. I was like, please. He's like, maybe. And then the next day I was like, please, please, we need to make them. I was like, we have to, because they're so good. They're literally
well, thankfully
good.
We had to go get a couple groceries, so it all worked out perfectly. It's like, oh, I guess we'll grab some stuff for that.
Yeah.
And they're the easiest things to make, so, you know, aside from the time it takes to melt, which... Well, no, we just tried stirring it a minute ago, and that didn't work out too well.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
But I think those started, we did those in the old house. I did them with Lilo first, and then I made them again, I think, by myself. And then Lilo and
Violet
yeah. made them until they got tired of making them, then I had to finish them. So hopefully you don't do the same thing. Because it's a big pot.
No, I stay up. You know me. I stay up.
Look, I don't want to be up all night.
Insomnia.
Making...
Isn't that what it's called?
Yes, insomnia.
Yeah,
you're an insomniac. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's
I would assume Ken is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. And you watch what kind of movies?
Anime.
Anime.
Yeah. Or we just watch any movie that I think's like interesting. He was like, "Let's watch a movie today." I'm like, "Oh yeah, let's do it." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I had to go make these with my dad." And he was like, "Oh, okay, okay."
Like, how long is that gonna take? Jesus.
It's okay though.
No. No, I love them. They taste so damn good, and you know, I could eat like a whole handful of them and get sick of them. Same. Tell myself, no, I can't eat these anymore. They're making me sick.
I know.
And then like an hour or two later, I'm at them again.
You're hungry again for them. I remember last time when you guys made them, I was like at Ari's, and then you sent me a picture of them. I was like, oh my god, those look so good. And I came home and it was just like a whole like tub of them. I was like, yes, yes. And then I tried them. I was like, oh my god. And I got addicted to them. And I would just eat a whole bunch of them.
See, I was wondering if I could, you know, obviously the peanuts are the cheapest way to go. But then you could have like almond clusters, cashew clusters, you know, the other nuts. You know, the better quality nuts.
Peanuts go perfectly with this. I don't know. Almonds would go good, but almonds are like mega hard. Like, hard.
Yeah, and your braces, that don't help, right?
Yeah, but I'm careful with them.
Okay.
I am. I eat Takis, even though dentists are like, do not eat Takis.
Let's skip over to another subject for just a moment. Music. Music is our life. Well, yeah. I think everybody in the house loves music.
Yeah, but us for sure. Like, a lot.
Well, I know it keeps mom pretty sane.
True,
In this crazy household of all women. I know it definitely does me, but... Yeah. Yeah, so...
Me the most. I feel like me the most out of everyone in this whole house. I'm like, music, I need it. I need it. Can't live without it.
It's very true. Yeah, I could agree with that. I do love it. I listen to it, you know... My voice. Why does it keep cracking like
it's
that?
Okay.
Damn it. It's driving me nuts. What do you remember as your earliest music memory?
Like, when I was like a kid?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're still a kid now.
Well, no, that's in like younger, like Violet's age.
Okay.
Older than Violet's age, okay. But you know. I just remember like a lot of like Kiss.
Yeah.
And I remember used to play like a lot of Korn.
Yeah.
Love some and Korn. The Beatles for sure. I used to play the Beatles all the time.
See, in the Beatles, that's funny because I've been listening to Kiss since 1991. So what are we at? 30 years now I've been listening to that band.
Yeah.
Most of my bands I've listened to that long now, sadly, because I don't get into new music. But unless you show me some new music, and I do like some of that stuff, and I've added to my playlist.
Yeah.
But where was I going with that? Oh, shoot, now I lost my train of thought.
No.
Oh, the Beatles. So when I was in high school, I was a big Kiss fan. And then there was a big a friend of mine that was a big Aerosmith fan. And then there was a friend of mine that loved the Beatles. And I was a newspaper in my junior and senior year. And when I went into the senior year, I was the editor-in-chief, so I just decided on the stuff that I wanted to write about and the stuff that I liked.
Yeah.
Kiss was one of them. So I'd have these full-page spreads on Kiss, and everybody would hate it. You know, I'd get hate mail, literally hate mail. I saved a couple
oh my
letters
God,
that's
wow.
like, please, the student body is trying to vote him out as the editor-in-chief. It's like, I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way, bro, but thanks. Anyways, I enjoy your enthusiasm. But there was someone that was equally as big into the Beatles as I was, but I blew him off. It's like, no, they're all right. I mean, they're no Kiss.
Yeah.
But now, you know, that Beatles music kind of stemmed from the person I was dating with before I married Mom.
Yeah.
Her family was big into the Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles are just amazing.
Well, yeah, because I used to went for that influence of her playing it all the time. Then I started liking it. Then I started playing it for you guys, along with Kiss and all the other stuff that I was playing.
Yeah.
And it just kind of stuck. You know, we'd all be singing Yellow Submarine in the car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, good memories.
For real.
But, yeah, that's how that... but, yeah, Kiss, Beatles, Korn.
Yeah, all of them. Like, just all of those, like... Led Zeppelin, like, just like all of those.
like Ava was, and we got cut off. We went over our little limit, so I'm gonna have to work on that or figure that out.
Yeah, it's okay.
But what I was saying was that you got into some pop music.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, when you were younger, Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus,
yeah,
Katy Perry.
Yeah, I was saying I love everything. I literally love everything except for like country. There's like two good country songs made, but like country is like, it's like a headache for me. And like just all the new rap that people make, it's like, ugh. But like R&B rap, it's okay. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I listened to some of it like last year, as I used to be around that, where like I used to like listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, now I'm just like, ugh, I can't handle it. Like,
but you've taken the more darker tone of music as of late, which is equally as good. So you go to like Depeche Mode, you like, right? The Cure.
Oh, yeah.
The Cure is really good.
Yeah.
And we're just.
And Deftones.
Yeah, Deftones. Oh, it's funny because we didn't know how many Cure songs have been remade until we start kind of playing both of the artists.
Yeah, and you like, were like, hey. You were like, Love Song by 311. I was like, what? You didn't know that was by The Cure?
I didn't. I didn't. And I love that song, too.
I know. It's such a good song.
I think I was listening to Bob FM, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Home of John Carter.
Yeah.
And they played it on there. It's like, that's not 311. Oh, my God, that's a Cure. Let me go back to Spotify and check this out. And sure enough, there it was, you know. So.
Yeah.
But a lot of their songs were remade. They got a lot of great tunes.
Yeah, true. I don't know. Like, The Cure is just amazing. I also love, like, I don't know. I love everything. Like, I listen to, like, EDM music. I listen to, like, all the music that they play at, like, raves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll listen to, like rock or, like, grunge rock or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Nirvana. Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I listen to,
Soundgarden.
Like, all of them. And then, dude, like, my playlist is, or not playlist, but if I go on my Spotify and press shuffle music on my liked, oh my god, I'd be everywhere. I'd be like, one is Adele, and then it'll go to like Korn, and then we'll go to like some like crazy like EDM song, and then it will go to like Nirvana. It's like crazy.
Some days I'm okay with that because my playlist is the same way. I'll go from like, you know, Whip It by Devo.
Oh, yeah.
To something from 311. And then I would go to Korn. And then go to Metallica. And I think, oh, yeah, I'm getting into this groove. And then I get hit with a Johnny Cash song.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's kind of all over the places. It's eclectic, which is what I like. You know, but then I get kind of stuck on one song. And I can listen to one song for, like, you know, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes. And kind of just get lost in it. And
yeah. I've been super mad that my Spotify has not been working. Like, it hasn't. It only works on my Google Home. Like, no. Like, if I connect it to my Google Home, I can play whatever song I want. And
I'm pretty sure your dad has said he will fix your phone for you, but...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, still.
So, let's say for your early years, what's a good song that defines your early years?
Wait, like, what do you mean?
Like, when I was younger and listening to Kiss, right? Because that's when I really got into music. Because I can remember when I was younger in the 80s, and I remember my favorite band was, like, Culture Club.
Yeah.
Boy George was, you know, awesome singer, and that was also when, like, Cyndi Lauper was out and, you know, Girls Just Want to Have Fun and all those awesome songs from the 80s. You know, and then I just kind of stopped listening to music in the late 80s, and it wasn't until we moved from LA to Paris that I, you know, it's like we got cable.
Yeah.
So then we got MTV, and that's when MTV was playing videos. So
yeah, like music videos.
Yeah. So that's when, you know, the grunge era started.
Ooh, yeah.
So I saw Kiss first, you know.
Yeah.
And that kind of started me on the rock track because I was listening to some rap. Like Third Base, Pop Goes the Weasel. That was one of my favorite songs.
Mm.
But it was also like Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That, yeah. Oh, but then there was some, like, R&B in there with, like, PM Dawn, which is another good rap R&B
kind of group. Also, I like music like, I don't know, his name is Brent Fires, or, like, I love music like The Intruders. And like
The Intruders.
Yeah.
Where have I heard them from?
You know who they are. You know. And then the Delphonics.
Delphonics?
Yeah, Delphonics. They're like The Intruders.
From like
the... And then Etta James.
Ugh. Like the 60s?
Yeah, like all that kind of music, like, is just so...
Well, see, that's a music that my mom used to play on Saturdays when we'd have to clean the house. She'd just throw her albums on.
Yeah.
And we'd be listening to that music. I don't know if she played any Etta James. That didn't start for me liking that music until I watched Cadillac Records movie. Yeah. And that's got a load of great music in there.
Do you know I love the soundtrack to Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. Okay, that's one of Mom's favorite movies.
Yeah, like the soundtrack to that is like so good.
But say, I mean, that's Quentin Tarantino. I mean... He's awesome. Well, he's the main guy. He's written Kill Bill 1, 2. God, a lot of movies that we like and enjoy. But yeah, he's just awesome. He's a great filmmaker. Oh, yeah,
and Brenton Wood.
Brenton Wood,
yeah.
What songs are his?
Catch You on the Rebound. Let's see. Me and You.
Oh, I love Me and You.
Yeah, same. I like La La Means I Love You.
Yeah.
That one is really good.
That's one of my favorites.
Not by Brenton Woods, by the Delphonics.
Yeah.
But
Didn't I Blow Your Mind? Didn't I Blow Your Mind by the Delphonics also?
I think so. I also love, I don't know, I don't really love them, but like... My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, they got some good songs.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Interesting look.
For real, yeah.
But they were a late 90s band, right? Early 2000s?
I don't know. Also, I used to love Michael Jackson, too. His voice is really... Like, okay, yeah. We don't mess with him as a person. But his music, I really loved his music.
Maybe when he was younger with the Jackson 5, I could get into that music. And some of the stuff from the 80s, but after that, just like...
I always loved him.
Not really my cup of tea, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like, the music, like... I remember talking about this with you a while ago. Music like Sum 41 and like 311. Like, the skate punk stuff. Like,
yes.
Yeah, you can just imagine a dope skate video to, like... Sum 41 or like 311.
But see, that's when, and you'd have been perfect in the 90s, you know, because I was listening to all that music in high school, and then out of high school, one of our favorite bands together, The Offspring.
Oh, yeah, you know? The Offspring? Ugh, so good.
What was the first album? The one that we listened to.
Smash.
Yeah.
Yes. Smash is such an amazing album.
It's amazing from start to finish.
Facts.
But, have you listened to Sublime?
Sublime. Yeah, I there's a few songs in my playlist with them.
Okay.
Dune. Of course, you know, D12.
D12. Eminem's band?
Yeah.
Yes, they're hilarious.
The song My Band?
Yes, like, I love it.
These chicks don't even know the name of my band.
That video is awesome. I love watching it for a good laugh. But it's a good song, too. It's a catchy
song.
Yeah,
it is very catchy. Like, you'll just find yourself singing it one day, and you're just like...
Well, it makes you smile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, unlike some of the other songs on there. But, you know, there's certain songs that, you know, it's like me and Mom have playlists for when we're exercising.
Yeah.
We get that ramped up music that's, you know, gets your blood going.
I would probably exercise either to, like, that... Super, like, rock music or like, that skate punk music.
Yeah, it's got a good vibe going. Kind of slightly fast.
Yeah.
But the same with, like, the hard rock. It's just going and going and going, you know? And that's what I love. And then you throw some expletives in there, and it's like, you know, I'm really going. You know, kind of pushes me all the way through to it. So, yeah. Okay, that's cool. But anyways, what I was saying was that... when you were your younger yourself, you look at that music, and there was just one song that you remember the most from your childhood.
It would definitely be, what is that one? It's like, the Angels, some Ace Frehley would sing it.
Little Below.
Yeah, Little Below.
What was it?
Yeah, just is it a little below. Yeah, Little Below.
I don't know if that's it. That was from 2009.
But that one, I remember. Oh, A Little Below the Angels.
Ah, that's it. Yeah. From, now I can't remember.
And Outer Space.
Outer Space, yeah.
Yeah, those are like the songs that would always like, oh my God. Well, I'll just bring this up later. Anyways,
oh, yeah, come on. Now you got people wondering, and myself wondering what you were going to say.
Go ahead. I was going to say something about the duck pond, how we would go there. Uh-huh. You know, we would like listen to like our Kiss music on the way to get donuts.
Yeah.
And then
we
would go get donuts and then go back to the duck pond and just chill and eat donuts at the duck pond. And it'd be so chill.
Yeah, the good old days before COVID, I tell
you. I know, right?
Bastard COVID.
For real.
Now, you and your sister stuck to that Little Below the Angels song quite a bit.
Yeah, and also that one song where you're just playing the guitar and like it's like kind of like a playground in the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fractured Mirror.
Yeah,
I think it's one? Fractured Mirror 4.
Yeah. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, that was. I love all his instrumentals. That was his first album in a while, 2009, I believe. His first album back in like 20 years.
Yeah, those are the main songs I like remember like perfectly. I remember them.
Well, because you were born in 2004.
Oh six. Yeah.
Man, you were only 3 years old when that came out. So yeah, we were playing that a lot. Yeah, oh, that you remember? So when that album came, we were also listening to his version of Fox on the Run.
Oh yeah, we would sing that all the time.
Yeah.
Fox on the Run. That was a really big one.
Yes, because I love the original by the Sweet or Sweet, depends you know which band member you ask. There it goes again. But I have always loved Fox on the Run.
Yeah.
So when Ace redid it, it was just like, yes, this is perfect. So, well, that's interesting. It's good to know.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know really what this is. It's rock, but, like, I don't know, like, Heart and Joan Jett.
Oh, those are great.
And, like,
well, yeah, that's rock,
Pat Benatar.
Yeah. Yeah, Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw him live when he opened up for Kiss on the Farewell Tour.
Rush.
Those are some good classic rock songs.
Oh, but like Oasis, you remember?
Oasis, yeah.
He makes me sad.
I've got heartache for those songs.
I know. Those are so sad. I love this Live Forever.
That was about 96, 97, 98 in those years when I had broken up with my very first girlfriend. And I was working at Arby's.
Yeah. And oh, yeah. You told
God, me. That sucked. I'd come home smelling like roast beef, sweating roast beef. And, you know, I was broken up at that time. So I'd be sitting listening to Oasis in the car. You know,
no.
I was like, oh, this music. So it's kind of hard when I listen to it now. It just kind of
brings back.
Way back. Yeah. Yeah. Me and Mom were actually just talking about how certain songs will remind you of a memory.
For real.
Instantly,
I feel like,
you know.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, like how we're talking about the Kiss songs, like Little Below the Angels and Outer Space, like those songs would, like, I can, like, think of, like, exact memories to those songs, like, so easily. But also, I love, I don't know, Blink 182.
Yeah. God, there are so many good songs from Blink 182.
Yeah.
What is it? I can't remember a single one of them.
Motley Crue?
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
Do you not know how to
I don't know how to read them. I know their songs and everything, but like I don't know how to pronounce their names.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I actually listened to their first two albums last week.
I like them. They're not my favorite, but I like them.
But they got good catchy songs.
Yeah.
You know, ones that you can remember and easily sing to.
What's your favorite song? Oh wait. Also love Marilyn Manson. And I love the...
Ooh, that's a bold choice right now in the state of Marilyn Manson affairs, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Rob Zombie also.
Rob Zombie
is
king in this house.
Yeah, I always brag to everyone. I'm like, you guys don't know nothing about Rob Zombie.
Did you listen to his newest album? Oh my God, it's amazing. You gotta listen to it.
Really?
I listen to it because I'm always afraid that, you know, because I've been listening to like him since, you know, mid-90s when he was with White Zombie, and then he split off to his own. That's kind of, I listen to that the most.
Yeah.
So listening to new music from these artists that I love, it's like
same with me, because like I'm like, oh, their album, the like their last album was so good. Like then I'll be like overly excited for the next one, and if I'm disappointed, I'm just like, oh.
Well, that's how I am every time Ace comes out with a new album, because I love Ace. And it's like, God, please let me just like this album just as much as I did the last one.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I have.
Yeah, he's been good. But Ace really always came through. He's always like came in clutch.
I would agree.
I also love the soundtrack to Repo.
I can't get into Repo.
I love it. My favorite is what is it called? Zydre.
Oh my gosh, what are you butchering right
that
now?
That one is so good though. It's so good. Like, so.
Did you know that? Oh, maybe you don't know that actor, because you don't watch those kind of horror movies. Chop Top from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, the one with the metal plate. He also played Otis in House of a Thousand Corpses and The Devil's Rejects, those movies. He was in Repo, in the movie.
Mm. Repo is just, I love that movie.
Okay.
Then the music? Okay,
hold on.
The
hold
music
on. Okay.
In it is just amazing.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Which is better, Rocky Horror Picture Show or Repo?
That's obvious.
No. I need to hear it.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, obviously. Because I grew up on that.
Yes.
Well, I also grew up on Repo, though, too. At my mom's house, I grew up on Repo. And near your house, I grew up on Rocky Horror Picture Show.
But what's better?
Obviously, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Why?
Because it's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That movie from start to end
is
just amazing.
Yeah, we probably know all the... We do know all the words to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We could, like, say all the words throughout the whole movie.
Annoys the hell out of Mom. She doesn't care for that movie at all.
What?
Yeah, she doesn't care for
it.
It's not her movie, but she deals with it because it's just one of those traditions that we do towards Halloween every year.
What about, do you remember How to Save a Life? By
the
Fray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your mom used to listen to that album a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't have
that
a choice.
That was such a good song, though. That's also one of another big songs. Or like the song Bad Day. It's like, I had a bad day. You know?
Oh, God. Who sings that? Oh, like, someone help us out.
That one and like Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars also like...
Which one?
That's what my mom's side, I would listen to, like, The Fray, Mumford & Sons.
Oh, you
and
poor
like,
thing.
No,
I feel
Mumford,
for you.
I only like one album of Mumford & Sons. Like, it was actually really good. Like, I love the album. But, like that's all the, and Bruno Mars and, like Everybody Talks. You know that one? That song? Like, it's
how's
like,
it go?
It's like. It started with a whisper.
Oh, yeah. I know that song.
Yeah, that one. Just like all those musics. Oh, yeah. Musics? Okay. All those like songs and artists I would listen to at my mom's. Oh, She Wants Revenge?
Yes. Start to finish, the first album.
Oh, my God.
Top to bottom, one of the best albums.
Mine is probably Out of Control. I love that song.
Out of Control. How's it go? I
can't really.
I love the album, but I haven't listened to it.
You know it though.
I know all the songs.
It on, like.
So you would recommend that album?
Yeah.
If no one's ever heard of it.
It's really. It's so amazing.
It is. I love it. I love their voices.
Same.
I love how he can go. It's almost like a monotone.
Yeah, it's
he's
like
just talking.
Yeah, it's like he's talking, but he's like singing at the same time. But it's like a perfect amount. Because some people will be talking in their music, but it's, like, too much talking. Like, he makes it sound so good.
Yeah, no.
And his voice is kind of edgy. Like,
yes. I get what you're saying. I like the sound of it. And it's not exactly smooth.
Yeah.
But it's also not rough. It's just right there perfectly
in
the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle.
Yeah.
I also love... In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
How does that go?
It's like...
Is that the one with the drum?
I've been feeling in the air tonight, oh Lord. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was so
well. Oh, so that's the one that, we always listen to, yeah, waiting for the drum. Some
yeah.
Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom.
Oh, yeah, and also Wicked Games.
Wicked Games by Chris Isaacs.
Yeah. Oh, I love that one. And Creep.
Creep. Oh, I love Radiohead. Creep.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's the best.
Well, we got to tell people that you do play guitar.
Yeah.
You catch on very quickly to songs. It's pretty amazing. For Mother's Day, you played one of Mom's favorite songs on guitar.
Yeah.
That you had learned just the night before.
Yeah.
Stained.
What was it?
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. But you played it pretty amazing. She was very happy and quite taken aback by it.
Guitar is really fun. Like, it just takes...
I wish I had the same talent as you. You know.
You do. You just need to practice a little
bit. I know. That's the hardest part. There's just no time. But I did just order this transmitter for the amp. It's a Bluetooth transmitter. So I plug it into the amp. And then it can go to my earbuds. So I can play guitar because I got that long cord, and I can still hear it on the amp by using that.
Oh, so it's not on the amp, it's in your earbuds?
It's on the amp, but
no, it's... No, like, it's not coming out of the amp. It's
correct.
Just
in, yep. In my earbuds, yes.
Dang. Also, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes. Now, see, that's a special band because when they were out originally in the 90s, didn't care for them. Not my kind of music at all.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was that when Kiss opened up their Psycho Circus World Tour in Halloween night, 1998, I believe it was, Smashing Pumpkins, dressed as the Beatles, opened up for Kiss. Do you think I paid attention to that set list at all? I don't know. I don't even remember. I don't even remember a song played. That's how much I was so disinterested.
Smashing Pumpkins is just amazing. Like, their vibe is just so chill.
But I just got into them now.
Yeah, I know. You were just playing them in the car the other day.
And I was like, yeah, damn, this is just, this is great music.
It's a good vibe. It's literally, like, especially, like, in the mornings.
And it's crazy how it can go from hard rock to just melodies. And then just slow, soft
music. Melodies, that's my favorite type of music. When it has a really nice melody and it's catchy. Yeah. And like, that's my favorite. That's my favorite ever. Also, these give me, like, these make me happy. Like, Don't Stop Believing, Jesse's Girl, Your Love.
Your Love.
By The Outfield.
How does that go? I don't know if I know that one.
You do. I know you do.
Oh, is that one of those 80s songs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it in Tammy?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I know. I love that song. I never knew what the name of it was.
Yeah, it's called Your Love.
Yes, I love that song.
Yeah,
yes.
It was really good
song. Oh, that's one of my favorites. I love when that comes out on the radio. That and Abracadabra.
Ooh, yeah. That one always plays on the radio.
Abracadabra.
Oh, yeah. That one's catchy, too.
Yes, it is.
You could just learn the song. Oh, yeah. And I used to love Justin Timberlake when I was a kid because of my mom.
Yes, your mom.
Because of my mom. I used to love the song Sexy Back.
Yeah, that's a good song. But there was, what was that other one? Oh, God. And I had it in my head before
it's
you said.
Like, it's the one where...
It's a breakup song.
Yeah, it's about the Britney Spears cheating on him.
Yeah.
It's, what is it called? It's like, you don't
I can hear it in my head.
I already know. Yeah, like that.
I know someone in our audience has got to be singing it, right?
Yeah.
Or they even just stop the podcast
it's
right
called,
now so they can
listen to it. Cry Me a River.
Ah, that's it. Yeah, your mom used to play that a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
We're still going, huh?
Yeah, we're still going. We're still going. Okay, just making sure.
You got some. You definitely got a good music vibe.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
I listen to just everything, like a mix.
Well, I know
of everything.
You. When we go on our small car rides, wherever we need to get going, you and I, you always put your music on, and you kind of show me a couple of new things. You also mix in some of the stuff that I've shown you.
Yeah.
And that we both like equally, but I think you got a pretty good head of music on your shoulders, which is kind of nice.
Yeah,
you know?
I love how, like, I just don't understand how people can only listen to one genre and that's it. Like, one genre. It's just like, how? To me, it's just like, how? There's so many other like genres of music out there, and yeah. It just bothers me because like it's so good.
Hold on. Okay, we had to like take a little pause for the cause, if you will.
Yeah.
So, getting back to our music, it's one of the things that we love, and obviously on the little car rides that we do, like I mentioned, that's where you introduced me to some other stuff that I would nowhere near be.
For real. Like,
but there are some things that you have come up with. It's like, hey, have you heard this? Like, oh, I remember that song. And then it brings me back down to memory lane and stuff.
Yeah. I have a whole bunch of music like that where I just bring it up randomly. I just put it on.
Yeah. And then there's just some days I just don't want to hear certain songs.
Yeah. You're like, turn this garbage off.
Well, some days you just don't want to hear certain things. And I mean, it's the same way when I'm like putting on my playlist for Spotify. Yeah. Yeah.
Just depends on the mood you're feeling. Just like if I was like feeling like suicidal and then I got in the car and then you were playing like Happy by like Pharrell, I'd be like,
okay, let me just stop you right there. That, unless Violet's in the car, that ain't never happening.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying like that type of stuff is just so annoying. I'm just like, ugh.
What's an annoying song?
Or what is it? The Justin Timberlake song that was in Trolls?
That I don't know. Because I barely remember some of the songs that were even on.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Like, if you started playing stuff and I was like...
That's equally as much as bad as Happy.
Yeah. If you play that type of music and I'm, like, feeling not in the mood, I'd be like, turn this off. Turn it off.
Thankfully, we don't have those problems. You'll pop into the car and I'm playing Nirvana or Korn or Kiss or Ace Frehley, something like that.
Yeah, I don't ever have a problem with the music.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah.
You did in the beginning. You weren't always hip to the kind of music that I played.
Well, it was just because my style at the moment, I think. Like, when I was dressed more like a tomboy, you know, uh-huh. I was like listening to more rap and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was when I was just only like listening to rap. Like I listened to other things, but mostly rap. And so I was like, just turn this off. I won't listen to rap. but then I was like, I don't know. I didn't change my style. I was just like
enhanced it.
Yeah, I was just being more who I actually felt like I want to be, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Instead of
What do you think playing guitar adds to that? Because you hear a song that you like, let's say a rock song.
Yeah.
And you want to figure out how to play it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even melodic songs.
Yeah, you want to figure out how to play. Yeah, just like, you know, the riffs of that. That probably helped a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I went from, like, tomboy, like, listening to rap and stuff. And then I started, like, expanding my style more with, like, starting to wear like t-shirts over hoodies, like stupid stuff like that, like, and then I would listen to like that's just when I started listening to like way more things, like mm-hmm. I would already listen to way more things, but I just stopped for a while, for like 4 or 5 months I stopped listening to everything.
But, which in the grand scheme of things isn't all that long to begin with anyways, right?
Yeah, so I'm glad that I didn't really, like, do it for too long.
Yeah, I agree.
Because...
I like where your musical taste is right now.
Yeah, same. Music is just everything.
But see, the thing that makes me happy is that you have found music on your own that my mother was playing for us as kids, that she was listening to when she was young, and you somehow, some way, found those same songs and love them just as much as I love them, simply because it brings me back to those moments when we were younger and all the memories that it comes with. It's like listening to the Delphonics.
Yeah.
When my grandma would take like me and my brother and sometimes my sister out to my Aunt Debbie's house, because they lived an hour away from us. When we were younger, Grandma would play these. She'd put on her tapes, her cassette tapes. You know, it was the Hey Love series.
Ooh, yeah.
And it would be all those songs. And I'd have to listen to them from start to finish, front, back, you know.
Yeah.
Pop in the second tape, pop in the third tape, you know. And they'd all be these kind of songs, the same songs. And so, yeah, hearing you like them you know, we didn't stop again, did
no,
we?
No, no, okay, no, no. Okay, okay. Anyways,
you know, it's just like, oh my God, she found the same music that I used to listen to probably at the same age, you know, and it's just kind of, it's mind-blowing, honestly.
For real? I love finding new music. Finding new music to me, or like finding a new song, that's why I'm constantly listening to music. Most nights I will go to sleep with music playing. And then, but like, when I find a new song and it's like catchy or like, or I don't know, it's just like very good, then I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm like, and then I'll like, you know, go somewhere and I'll come home like, oh, let me go listen to that song again I just found out about, or like, yeah, and just give me like a boost of serotonin when I find a song. Yes. It's so great.
Yeah, those are some, well, that's kind of how I feel when I listen to some of these songs over and over again.
Yeah,
I love the feeling that it gives me.
I'll do it too much. Like, I'll be like, I gotta play this song a million times. But, like, some songs will get old, but, like, I've played this song, Remember You, and it's by this guy named Spooky Black. And, oh my God, can't stop listening to it. And I've played it like a million times and it hasn't got old.
And what kind of music is it?
It's like, I don't know, but he's singing it. He's not rapping. He's like singing it.
Soulful?
Yeah, okay. I'd say.
Soulful and melodic?
I like him. He's like, he goes by the name like Spooky Black or Corbin. I love him so much. Like his music, he makes me want to do music. That's why like I have like, oh, so much inspiration to do music besides.
What's that song that I like of yours?
It's called Don't Think We're Meant to Be.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I didn't even know what the name of it was. Yeah, I just love it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think that we were meant to be. That's why.
Oh, I love that song.
I was like, Ken, what should we name it? He's like, Don't Think We Were Meant to Be. I was like, bet.
I love that song. And the problem with that song, the only problem with it is that it's just so damn short.
Yeah.
That's the kind of song that I would love to see, like a 5 or 6 minute song.
Oh, like, or you could just put it on loop.
Well, I do put it on loop. That's the problem. But I want to hear more lyrics because it's just so perfectly done. The music is perfect. The lyrics are perfect. I just want more of it, you know? And that's the hard part, you know? So, and I think it's like a minute and a half long.
Yeah. All my songs are like super short like that. I don't like keeping them going. I like doing the first lyrics and then coming up with a melody. And then kind of doing a little bit more lyrics.
Uh-huh.
Or if not doing that, like, there's, like, a pause in the beat. And then I'll put my, like, melody in again.
Okay.
And then, so, yeah.
So where can you find that song?
SoundCloud. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My, if you listen to it, it's called, my SoundCloud name is ILY Midnight, but Midnight is spelled MIDNITE. So it's let me restart. It's ILYMIDNITE.
Uh-huh.
And that means I love you, Midnight.
And what's the name of the song again?
Well, my dad likes Don't Think We Were Meant to Be.
Love that song. I love it.
He loves that one.
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
I love, it's called About You, and I wrote it for Ken.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. It's
Ken.
Good. It's such
Ken,
a good song.
Ken.
Yeah, I love Ken. He's awesome. But, yeah. Uh-huh. I love making music, too. It's just so fun. I can, like, express myself however I want and stuff. It's just fun.
Do you think that any of your guitar playing will make it into your songs?
Hopefully.
Because I love your guitar playing, too. You do pretty amazing.
Yeah, I just need to come up with, I don't know, to be honest, because I don't know how to make beats, so I wouldn't know how to put my guitar in, like, or guitar. I could just, like, yeah, I know, I said it wrong. Okay, but, like, or I could just do some, like, acoustic stuff, but.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking, is if you just come up with just, like, a quick little riff. Acoustic riff.
Yeah.
Because you like to finger pick.
Yeah.
I can't finger pick. I like using a guitar pick for my stuff, but you've somehow mastered the finger picking aspect of guitar playing, and
yeah,
that's too hard for me. But guitar is too hard for me, it seems.
I think you got it, though. Like, if you really put your mind to it, just like, what was it? Like, it's do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, Cold Gin.
Yeah, yeah, if you see. Like, just like songs like that. Or, like, just songs in general, if you put your mind to it.
But what's the Johnny Cash song that I play? Is it Walk the Line?
I don't know.
I think it's Walk the Line. Yeah, I play part of that. I play a lot of part songs.
Yeah, same.
Part
of the songs. So do I.
Yeah. I need to get to the point where I can play the whole damn song.
I wish one day I could play the, like, I know how to play the opening to Tokyo Ghoul, but... Like, it gets into, like, it goes super fast. Like, at one part, it's like, do-do-do-do, what is it? But it goes, like, super fast. Like, here, I'll play it. But, and one day, I have to, like, I have to learn it.
What's stopping you?
It's super fast. Like, super fast.
Yeah, but I've seen your fingers move pretty fast on that guitar.
Yeah.
And you do it quite smoothly, honestly. You know, for... how much actual time you've actually spent on the guitar.
Yeah.
You find it?
Let me... Yeah.
Oh, she's searching for it. You're looking for the fast part?
Yeah. I don't know why my phone's being so quiet. But maybe you can hear it. Okay, ready? Ready?
Oh, I can hear that.
Ready?
Oh, that's too much work. Yeah. You need like 30 fingers on the fretboard.
Yeah, but like it's I could do it one day I could do it.
I believe you. I know you can.
I know how to do it, but I just need to be like super super fast about it, and like it's so hard.
Yeah. Well, I think we've kept everyone's ear for quite some time.
Yeah.
What would you say? Would you say this is a fairly decent show?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Hopefully more to come. Hopefully fairly frequently. I think this came a whole lot easier to sit and talk and discuss things fairly easily.
Yeah.
Now we just need some stale cookies to go with our conversation.
Yes.
All right, well, I think we'll put a cap on this first episode. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Ayla.
And this is the first episode of...
No, you gotta say it.
Come on,
say it.
Stale cookies and conversation.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, have a good day if you're listening to this in a day.
So or night.
Yeah, or night. Have a good day or night, whatever.
Or morning or evening
morning,
or
evening,
whatever.
Have a good
have
overall.
A day. Have a day.
Have a good day. Good.
Yes, okay, yes. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Anyways, we're out. See you guys later.
Bye-bye.